This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mr. Soft Jazz Weenie is with us. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. There is a lot going on, sir.
Never gets old.
Yeah.
Never.
If someone in the background, you could play a little soft jazz right now. That would be excellent also. The President of the United States and the President of Ukraine have been meeting the media, what would you say, for the last 20 minutes or so, answering questions. We've watched a number of different meetings over the years with Trump and Zelensky. We had the lecturing one with J.D. Vance and others. Then we saw a very compassionate one at the Vatican, right? We've seen some more positive ones. This is what, I mean, they're yucking it up right now as if, you know, Dave Chappelle's in there telling jokes. But let's get to the crux of this. Is President Trump, is the Commander-in-Chief, willing to send Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine? And if not, is this all tied to his phone call yesterday with Vladimir Putin?
Probably both. What the president has said over and over is he's giving it serious consideration. And that has to be of concern to Putin. Tomahawk missiles would dramatically increase Ukraine's ability to punish Russia inside Russia, to take parts of the war, not to their people, but to their infrastructure and to their warfighting capabilities. The Kremlin yesterday said this issue came up in the phone call. It wouldn't change the reality on the battlefield, the Kremlin said. They know that's a lie. They know that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that Putin wants to talk Trump out of Tomahawks in whatever way he can. And perhaps the gambit is, well, we'll dangle the possibility of another summit and my interest in this and that just to delay that action. Meanwhile, the House and the Senate are preparing Russian sanctions. They're ready to go. Those things would pass instantly as soon as Trump gave them the green light. And Republicans are now talking more openly about doing that than ever before.
You were talking about the House and Senate? Do they still exist, by the way?
Well, the House exists only in theory.
Okay.
It hasn't been working at work in Washington for more than 21 days.
Right.
I think it's almost 28 days now, and there's no sign that they're coming back. But, again, this all filters through the president. The president tells the House to come back to do this, the House will do it.
For sure.
We know that that is the answer. When Trump says jump, the House and the Senate more or less say how high. So these things are all coalescing. And, look, I would say one dimension to this that should not be overlooked is one of the reasons that the peace deal, however it exists and for however long it exists in the Middle East, came about was for the first time Trump and his administration, but specifically Trump, told Netanyahu, stop. Stop doing this and that. You can negotiate some other things. We'll change the 20-point plan in some ways that you want us to change it. We'll take out references to the West Bank and other things like that, but you are going to stop. And you're going to get the hostages back, and you're going to do it on my terms.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, I'm going to turn against you. And that was new. That was a new pressure point. And when the president applied it, the Israeli prime minister more or less complied. The president doesn't have that latitude with Putin, but turning to Putin and telling him things he doesn't want to hear and giving him a range of or else's, and the Tomahawk missiles fit into that or else category, might change the dynamic.
I'm not going to hold my breath on that one. I mean, you're 100%.
No, nor should you. Nor should anyone else.
I mean, you're 100%. You nailed it. It's exactly what happened in the Middle East. I'm also going to be very curious how involved the president stays in the Middle East.
Right.
If things more than just unravel as they have on the edges so far. But this would be enormous. If you included Tomahawk missiles, if you further galvanize NATO or the European Union with more sanctions, he gets to that line. He will say the right things. We know nothing happened out of the summit months ago at Alaska. And
right.
Now Budapest, we think it's in the next week. It's in the next 2 weeks.
Right.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am 100% wrong. And I hope the president of the United States stands tall to Russia, a country that is beleaguered, that is struggling economically, has not handled this war the way many people thought, when people thought this war would be over before it was even a war. I would love to see my president, the president of the United States, stand up to Vladimir Putin. But in the 10 years since it came down the escalator, that hasn't happened once.
Right. And, you know, one thing the president could say to Putin and say to the world is, you know what, Ukraine's going to get Tomahawks either way. Because if the war ends, they're going to have Tomahawks. You know why they're going to have them? Because that sort of skips over the whole thing about security guarantees.
Yeah, right.
You know, Putin, sorry. You had 3 years to end this. I kept begging you to end it. Either way, they get the Tomahawks. Because the Tomahawks are their way of telling you, don't do this again. And this skips over the, well, who's going to be there? And what are the lines of demarcation? And what are the rules of engagement? No, no. We're going to skip all that part. Tomahawks mean Ukraine can punish you and punish you instantly if you transgress. If Trump starts talking in those kinds of definitive languages to the Russians and says, wait a minute, they get him either way, bro. That's because, and I think we've referred to this before, back to the Middle East. Trump 1.0, Trump 2.0, the message to the Palestinians was always the same. The deal only gets worse. Cut your deal now. Finally, that attitude shifted to Netanyahu. The deal only gets worse, so cut it now. And he did. If he takes that same attitude to Putin, the deal only gets worse, perhaps things break loose. To your point, though, that's never happened. And until it does, we have to assume it won't.
Let's get to another conflict, which is starting to get more coverage, and rightfully so. I know you have discussed it. What we are doing with Venezuela and just striking boats, ships, whatever we want to call them,
right,
in the waters. And we just had another top member of the military step down. A lot of people believe because of this, believe that the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, was pushing for more. And this individual who you're going to talk about with a great deal of experience, with a great deal of respect, was not going as quick as Hegseth wanted him. Now we have senators saying, we need more information. We need to vote. We need this. We have this coalition of Tim Kaine and Rand Paul working together. For the folks listening right now who haven't paid much attention, explain what's going on and why more of us should be paying attention.
So in international waters, no fewer than six vessels have been blown out of the water. And the first time that occurred with survivors was most recently, the most recent of the six. The other five times, everyone on board was killed. Have happened about 2,200 nautical miles from the United States. Just remember that. A long, long way. And these are not battleships that we're destroying. We're destroying them with battleships, but it's not battleship on battleship. These are small boats. Again, 2,200 nautical miles, give or take, from the United States. They are said all to possess drugs. The evidence of that is only on a well-we-said-so basis from the administration. We don't know if they have satellite imagery or they have some sort of drug cartel manifest that they've come across. We don't know. We just know that that's what they say. And on that basis, because these drug cartels have been designated foreign terrorist organizations. This is essentially a low-level war, with dubious legality, because it's only because the administration says these things have happened that they believe that they have the right to blow them out of the water and kill people. But this is a killing war against suspected drug cartels, again, with dubious legality and no recoverable evidence to prove it one way or the other. And this week, the president said, this may go to on land, his term, not mine, on land, possibly in Venezuela, maybe in other countries where the United States suspect drug cartels may be operating. This is gaining velocity almost at the outer edges of American consciousness, but it is becoming a bigger and bigger thing. And the pace of it clearly was an irritant, which led to the sacking. He resigned, but he was probably sacked of the general of Southern Command, who was in year one of a 3-year term. So that means if you're not sufficiently loyal, you will be forced out, even if you're raising legitimate issues about legality, strategy, endpoint, which is where we are.
Speaking of loyalty, John Bolton, certainly after his tenure with Trump 1, was not loyal, and the president wasn't pleased about that. And John Bolton felt that wrath, but for a lot of legal observers, this one seems different than what happened with James Comey and a couple others. Back with the great Major Garrett in moments on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
I was reminded yesterday, Major Garrett, of what Hillary Clinton said in the 2016 campaign. She's in New York, hanging with Barbara Streisand, kind of what you do often on Fridays. And during that point of the election, Hillary said half of Trump's supporters fit into a basket of deplorables. Half of the supporters. And that made us think back to when Barack Obama, when he was campaigning, talked about some Republicans in small towns are bitter and cling to their guns or religion.
And their God.
Yeah, their God. And Romney, 47% of Americans vote for Democrats because they're dependent upon the government. And I was reminded that when I listened to the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, say this on national television yesterday.
The Democrat Party's main constituency are made up of Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. That is who the Democrat Party is catering to, not the Trump administration and not the White House and not the Republican Party, who is standing up for law-abiding Americans, not just across the country, but around the world.
Deplorables is a compliment compared to that. It is all, again, for an audience of one, right? It is all for the president to pacify him, to make him happy, to please him. Here is the chief White House spokesperson saying that Democrats' main constituency is Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, and violent criminals. No attempt in any way to reach across the aisle. Let's make a deal. You're basically the devil, and we're good, and we just want to remind people of that over and over and over again.
Right. And Republicans also claim that there is reckless rhetoric on the left that creates an environment of undue overt hostility to Republicans.
Hello?
Donald Trump won 49.3% of the vote, of the popular vote. He won the popular vote, but 49, he wasn't a 50% president, okay? That means a great number of Americans, 75 million, voted for Kamala Harris. 75 million Americans are not Hamas terrorists, illegal aliens, undocumented persons, or violent criminals. But in the reductive language of this White House, and it's reductive for a reason. It's not reductive to insult. It's reductive to oversimplify, to not only demonize, but to dehumanize a political opponent. And if you operate under the premise that this is just slightly askew from the rhetoric that preceded it, perhaps you could make an intellectual argument along those lines that we have become more and more permissive in our conversation in a negative way about people with whom we have political disagreements, but this is becoming more and more pronounced. And if you don't think this seeps into our subconscious minds, I offer two examples that it most clearly does. In Virginia, the attorney general's race has been roiled by text messages sent a couple of years ago by the Democratic nominee, Jay Jones, to somebody else. A private conversation via text that has now become public. What was that private conversation? The arc thereof was some political rival of his should have two bullets in his head, and his wife should cry seeing him die in front of her arms.
Vile and disgusting.
Terrible. Dreadful. Beyond the pale. Yep. Inexcusable.
Exactly.
But part of the subconscious way we talk in private about politics and differences of opinion. Similarly, the text revealed by Politico over 7 months by young Republicans in four, maybe more than that, states, laughing about rape, gas chambers, and Hitler.
Yep. Equally
my
awful.
My point is, when we descend in public to places we never went before, we dive even deeper and more ruinously to our soul and the soul of the nation privately. And there are ample examples of that on both sides of the ledger this week.
The indictments of James Comey and Letitia James looked rather thin, to say the least. Looked like we're moving people out of positions. There wasn't a great deal of the normal depth and the amount of people in U.S. attorney's offices behind it. And it just looked like it was 100% part of the vengeance tour that the president has been a part of. John Bolton is another individual the president does not care for. His former national security advisor, a man who has been a part of the Republican apparatus in international defense and national defense for decades, who's written a book highly critical of the president, has belittled him and mocked him on shows, including your own. And yesterday, Bolton was indicted on 18 counts.
Right.
And this was a more traditional, normal circumstances.
Right.
And I know you know this. These are very different than than James and Comey. Explain that to the audience.
So the jurisdiction matters. Maryland, Eastern District of Virginia. The prosecutors in Eastern District of Virginia didn't want to bring the Comey and Letitia James charges because they considered them so beyond the pale as to be indefensible in a court of law.
Yep.
They were sacked or they resigned, replaced by somebody else, Lindsey Halligan, who's temporarily the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Virginia. She wrote the press release as she went to court. It's all her stuff, and they're written as if out of ChatGPT. Give me an indictment on something related to mortgages. Give me an indictment related to something to a leaking. And they were proffered. Very thin, almost no detail, will be difficult to prosecute for innumerable reasons, but starting there. John Bolton, much more traditional, much heftier indictment, evidentiary pattern, conduct, engagement with the government that was insufficient, the prosecution argues, to meet the standards of lawfully possessing and transmitting information of a highly sensitive nature. They believe that it was transmitted and possessed unlawfully, and the indictment specifies many instances it alleges crossed the line. That doesn't mean John Bolton's going to be convicted. It does mean it is a more serious investigation, a more serious indictment, and a more detailed examination of the underlying conduct and the law as it applies. It is a heftier, more credible indictment. All three will get their day in court. I would say this, that unites all three of them. All three are eager for their day in court,
yep,
which is a stark contrast to Donald Trump, who availed himself of all due process rights, which every defendant in this country has, to delay until a future day. He delayed until the future day. What was that future day? Election day. And that recast all the other indictments, except for the one he was convicted of in New York.
Here's what I envision. After you're done with the takeout, a helicopter picks you up. Takes you out to your place in Virginia, about 15,000 square feet. You go to your man cave, which is about, 5,000 square feet. You go into a room and you put on your brown and orange, very garish Tony Gwynn jersey. And you cheer for Dodger players to be felled by injuries. Not just strike out, not just give home runs. You're hoping for a sprained ankle because the train of inevitability, I think, is happening, sir. I think your evil rival is...
It sure looks that way.
Yeah, I like to call them the little engine that could, the Dodgers.
Yes, exactly.
The
yes.
little engine that could.
They're everyone's favorite underdog.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
They're a lot like U.S.
Look, I will watch tonight because... Shohei pitching game four,
yep.
a possibly decisive game in a league championship series,
right.
is a once in 120-year possibility. And to see it on live television,
it's amazing.
He is the most phenomenal athlete to play the game since Babe Ruth, so I will watch.
I agree. And it shows their depth because, as you know, he's not hitting at his normal level. But
no.
what he might do tonight, he might throw seven innings, strike out nine, and hit two home runs.
Right, exactly.
And no one has done that since Babe Ruth, and for sustained level, no one has ever done what Shohei has
right.
done.
So right.
Have a fabulous weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks so much.
The fabulous Major Garrett, the takeout will be heard tonight, 10 o'clock, on this radio station. It is a must listen, or just get the podcast. How about this? A friend, Rochelle Olson, in the house. She's here. She's next. No one appreciates their open more than Rochelle, and it's tremendous. Now, you just were talking with Laura Oakes. You know our mutual friend, Susie Jones. I was telling you, Susie, a couple weeks ago, walking to work, a couple blocks away, slipped on dog poop and fell.
It's unfortunate.
That's not good. That is not good.
No.
You also almost suffered an injury today. Is that correct?
Physical, yes.
Yeah.
A lot of moral injuries suffered pretty much every day. But yes, in my half block walk here, I hit some sort of thing in the sidewalk and I almost fell and I didn't fall. And then I got here and then I dropped my 3/4 full iced coffee. And so I don't have anything to drink. And you did graciously offer me some
water. I did
offer
to get you water and you just dismissed me.
No, I wanted to, you know, go cold, just go on with nothing.
Okay, how are you, if I said no coffee for a week, what effect would that have on you?
No, I'd be okay.
You're fine?
Yes.
Okay. Because most of the coffee community is addicted.
No, I'm not. I cannot. Water. I'll die without water.
Well, I wasn't saying without water and food.
No, I would be fine without coffee. I'd probably miss, I mean, I think sometimes with me, this is fascinating stuff, but with me, it's sort of the ritual. Like you get up in the morning.
Just a pattern.
And have the, having the warm mug in your hand, kind of. And then I'll look at it a couple hours later and realize I had about 3 sips. That was okay.
You're good.
I'm good.
Because I hate to tell you, coffee's disgusting.
Because I'm high on life.
You're high on, when I think of somebody who's high on life, do you know who's in studio after you?
The guy who really hates coffee.
Patrick James Royce.
But the dude drinks Diet Coke, which, you know, what are those called? Refrigerator cigarettes? Diet Cokes?
He's 80 and he's razor sharp, right?
Well, it depends on what kind of razor we're talking about. But
yes.
Yeah, but no, it's amazing. I don't know how I've long wondered because I've worked with Patrick for 25 years.
Yeah.
At least, roughly. The dude can recall things that happened in 1982 when he was wasn't he a falling down drunk in those days?
He went on a secret mission in 81, I believe.
Okay, so but still in the 70s, he can talk about he remembers full conversations with Gene Mauch and
Oh god. I think we both were at the big 60th birthday party too.
We were.
Yeah, I was.
I was just talking about that.
Yeah.
How come we didn't get invited to the 70th and 80th?
I don't think there is an 80th birthday party.
There should be.
There should be. That's why I invited him here. So then I'll feel even worse if there is an 80th birthday party.
And neither of us was invited.
Yeah, yeah.
But you could tell him we're both waiting for it.
Yeah, we are. I might be going to Paul tonight. I might just buy some tickets for McCartney.
Oh, Paul. I'm like, what are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hear there's lots of tickets, right?
Yeah, it sounds like there's lots of tickets. Hey, Brad Lane, can you hear me? Grab Ricey a Diet Coke somewhere. Can you get Ricey a Diet? There we go. Get
him a look at that. The boss who listens to you.
Yeah,
love that.
Exactly. Well, if I would have said, if you want to get me a Pepsi, too, that'd be great, but I don't think
that was the most impressive thing I ever saw. My first time in the studio, and you shout at the boss.
I don't think I shouted.
Well, you tell him what you want. He looks right over and gives you the thumbs up and runs to get it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that how it worked?
That's talent,
When Glenn
That's...
Taylor... Well, was that how it works? Glenn Taylor? You just yell at Glenn?
Glenn, Steve Grove. I'm just in the newsroom. I'm like, I'm feeling a little thirsty. Yeah.
You want to tell us your worst boss ever?
No, because they're still alive.
They're still alive.
And in the Twin Cities.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had, we got a boss here who right now is in the slammer for 9 years for some disgusting behavior.
Ooh, 9 years. You got to work hard to get that kind of time.
Yeah, you're awful. And what he did or was accused of and found guilty of is absolutely disgusting.
I'm trying. Why that one is not popping up? We don't have to visit. I'll Google it after
Google
the show.
Yeah, Google it. Anybody wants, they can Google it. Okay, what's with these witches and what's going on around Minneapolis? And you're loving this now.
I'm loving
Lake Nokomis and Lake of the Isles.
Well, to be fair, part of my these people, these women, mainly women, go out on paddleboards.
Guys are not allowed. Apparently.
I'm not saying guys. I don't think men are barred.
Yep.
I think you could get in your little witch outfit and go out there.
Thank you.
I think you'd be welcome at any all female event.
Should
Chad.
I show up today if I go to Paul McCartney in a witch's outfit?
No. This doesn't seem like a McCartney thing. But
no.
You should go to McCartney Beat, which goes to another one of my jeers, which I don't know if you saw.
Yeah,
I read the whole thing. I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
I talked about D'Angelo's 2015 show at First Avenue. I don't go to a lot of shows. I don't think you go to a ton either. But
no, you're wrong. Some people, I do go to a lot.
Do you go to a lot?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I was like hell-bent on going to the show. And boy, it was mind-blowing. And it was so good. And now it's like he's never coming back.
51.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Pancreatic cancer, too.
Well, I just was talking with a friend of mine yesterday who has another friend who has pancreatic cancer.
Well, how many people do we know? A lot of people. Pancreatic.
It seems like it's among the worst that you can get, pancreatic cancer.
It's a silent killer, Chad.
Yeah, it is. By the time
they
find out.
By the time you figure it out, yeah, it's so tough. Advanced. And you can't just take out your pancreas and live on.
Well, okay, if we continue to bounce around here, I will say one of our opening topics was greatest concert of our life. Is that potentially your favorite?
I was literally just texting our mutual friend, Jeff Day, from the Star Tribune,
great
Kirk's reporter,
yep.
Telling him that, till the day I die, and I am, much like yourself, approaching 60 here, mm-hmm. although you are already 60.
Thanks.
I've still got a couple weeks left.
Thanks a lot.
Till the day I die, I suspect this will be in the top 10.
D'Angelo top 10.
I don't
10.
See how it gets displaced.
Okay.
It was just such a good show.
What else is in your top 10?
Oof. Well, there were also a couple. I mean, I saw Tyler Childers at First Avenue in 2019 before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Which was really cool because now he plays Target Center.
I saw him the last time. This was it spring when he's in town. Really was hardly familiar with him. Loved it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, listen, I felt no shame in being at Target Center with, you know, 17,000 of my friends. But if you can see somebody just as they're taking off, at a Northrop, at an Orpheum, or
First
a particular
Avenue,
First
the Avenue, Palace.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good.
Also, Yola at First Avenue.
Okay.
A mind-blowing show. And I don't think it was even sold out. And she was here this spring, and I couldn't go because I had my trip to Australia planned. But I would have been there in a heartbeat. And if anybody gets a chance to see her go, she'll knock your socks off.
She's pretty good. That's what I hear.
Waxahachie at First Avenue, right after the pandemic, and on and on.
First Ave is still an amazing place. I mentioned it about 3 weeks ago when Conrad Ferguson passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Conrad, stage manager.
He made it into Cheers and Jeers.
Conrad is all-timer. I got to know Conrad a couple ways, including I went to school with his daughter, one of his 800 siblings, Katie, who is just a 10 of a human being. And First Ave won't be the same without Conrad. Okay, The Witches and Lake Harriet and Lake of the Isles. Okay, describe this for
me. Okay,
the
so the Witches are on Nokomis.
Okay.
And it sounds like it started as a once-in-a-fall thing, and then they're kind of repeating it. And we did a story about it, and it's really cool because it sort of happens at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our great photographers, Jeff Wheeler, goes out there. He lives nearby and shoots these amazing, beautiful photos of people in these witch outfits under these harvest moons, and I think that sort of seduced me into putting it into Cheers and Jeers, but I also just think it's a cool little fall tradition that's not sponsored by the city or anybody. This is just a sort of communal gathering that people seem to come together and do for fun. And I also included that pencil over on Lake of the Isles.
I did see that.
I also think it's funny. And this year the pencil itself is great. Like they sharpen the thing and people know all about it. But this year they dressed it up as Justin Jefferson.
Seems to be the guy to do, right?
Well, it was really cool, though. I mean, they get the jersey. He's got the bling. He's got a grill. It's although the jewelry, I wasn't going to quibble. I don't have space in Cheers and Jeers, but
yeah.
they've got like gold chains. And as we know, our guy wears diamonds.
I was going to say,
yeah.
You know, let's be right. And by the way, those aren't zirconia. I mean, that's the real deal.
Well, he also has that. Did you see there was a picture of him? He also has like a giant jet that he wears, a giant jet
He's
necklace.
Doing okay. He's done. What kind of Halloween person is Rochelle Olsen from the Star Tribune?
Not much.
Not much. Like, is the door open? I mean,
no.
I mean, so if Chris Stubbs wants to bring his kids over there, he has 17 under the age of 10, and he stops at the Rochelle Olsen mansion.
I'm hiding behind the couch.
Gets by the
moat. The lights are out. The lights are out.
What kind of ogre are you?
Because I don't get any. When I moved here to my house 20-some years ago.
Okay, it's been 20 years.
I was excited. I thought I was going to have trick-or-treaters. I was going to be an adult, and it was going to be great. I was going to have trick-or-treaters.
Well, we can make up for it in one night.
Yeah, apparently. But now I don't even buy candy because it just came like I'd buy candy, and I'd get maybe one or two kids, and then it'd be like spooky kids where they're coming too late, and I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the cutoff? Well, there's no cutoff with you if you're never answering the door.
Well, I stopped. I mean, I just don't get enough kids.
How about if the kids drive up?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what's the
drive up and they the parents, like, they run out the door. That's not cool.
No. If the kid can drive, you're not trick-or-treating
in
the house.
Oh, the kid's driving.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, if you're, Tubbsy, what should be the age cutoff? 14?
If you got a mustache, you know what? I'd say 13. 13's
yeah.
cutoff.
Yeah, 13 or 14.
13's cutoff, yeah.
If you're in high school, get out of here. Go harass some
middle
kids.
Middle school, eighth grade, done.
That's
well,
it.
It's sad because I live in St. Paul, and there's some real Halloween disparities. There are certain streets in St. Paul that are, I mean.
You're not helping if you just turn the lights off. You might generate some interest.
I don't have one of those streets. I have friends who live on those streets where they have to buy 50 pounds of full-size candy bars, and they're gone in the first 45 minutes. I mean, seriously, there are certain streets in St. Paul, but I'm nowhere near that.
When we put out the podcast on this one, Tubbsy put out Halloween hater Rochelle Olson.
Can we put hashtag and get it on social media?
I'm not a Halloween hater. I might even bring my dog to a little costume party at the park.
Yeah, but not giving out candy to kids.
That's... Well, what's worse, giving out like apples and raisins or not giving out candy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Apples and raisins is despicable.
Yeah, that's despicable.
Your house should be egged. U of M, lack of transparency, and RT Ryback and transparency. Back with Rochelle in moments on CCO. He's pretty good. D'Angelo in the house. Patrick is here. Patrick's going to join us next hour. Rochelle Olson is here. Okay, U of M, transparency. I never really think highly of the U of M and transparency. Talk about this one.
Well, it's just incredible the ability of the administrators at the U, and this isn't just the current president, but she seems to excel at it as well. To talk.
She's not very visible, is she, so far?
I guess not. Yeah. I mean, we had an hour-long interview with her a while ago in the spring, I guess, the editorial board.
Yep.
And, I mean, an hour, and we're sitting there, and you, and it's one of those deals where you look at your notes afterwards, and it, an hour, and there's not really much of anything said. But it's frustrating because this campus, Morris, has been sort of, I don't know if you'd say problematic, but it's had challenges for some time now with enrollment and the Steve Swigum attack.
Yeah.
In which he wondered whether it was too diverse.
Yes.
And so they very abruptly get rid of the campus leader, and it's kind of like, well, we're going to, you know, so this is all about sustain, whatever, whatever word salad she said about sustaining.
She's a really good word salad.
You can, she this woman is super duper edgy. I mean, she's a physician.
Yeah.
And so you don't get through med school by with word salad. She's fully capable of explaining herself, and I understand there are limits to probably what you want to say or where you want to go, but come on.
Give us something. Yeah. Okay, giving us something, R.T. Rybak, right? And
yes,
his openness in this area deserves a great deal of credit.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, we were just, P.J. Fleck has also talked about getting therapy, but it was more than just Rybak talking about getting therapy. It was him talking about the trauma of being the leader of a city, and he talked about the murder of Taisha Evans, who was an 11-year-old girl who was caught in gang crossfire while doing homework.
Horrible.
At her table.
She's just, exactly. You know.
It was, and her parents, I think they both passed now, but they were the sweetest people. And you as mayor have to go into this home where they've lost their 11-year-old daughter and somehow comfort them and also be a leader. And you've got there was a lot of attention on this murder, as you, and there continued to be a lot of attention on this murder for two decades.
Yes.
Because of what happened with the alleged killer.
Yep.
Whose name was Mayan Burrell, is Mayan Burrell, back in prison.
Yep.
But
after
anyway,
briefly
so,
being out.
Right. So, and that was just one thing, but then you know, look forward, you've got mayors have to go through George Floyd. It's a lot. You're trying to, because people are looking at you for leadership.
Yeah.
As well as.
Doesn't mean you're not affected in a way when it's unrelenting.
Right. Or just generally, I imagine sitting, we've all at our age in life experienced loss, had friends experience loss, and you're sitting with somebody in loss, and also it's part of your job. I mean, and Rybak just spoke very candidly about how challenging that was for him personally.
Okay, let's finish with this. We've got about a minute to go. Where do you think this mayor's race is at?
Oh, geez.
Is Fry the favorite? If Hampton and Davis would say put Omar Fateh one, does he then become the favorite? Where are we at?
Well, if you want me to guess, I do.
Because we really don't have any good polling on this, right?
None that's public.
Yeah. Do we have someone that's coming out?
No, not that I'm aware of, but not on the news side. I don't think so. I mean, it's always been a little hard to poll, for us to poll just for Minneapolis.
Right.
But you can be assured that candidates in certain wards are polling and have an idea. And I've seen, you know, I think, I have to kind of think he is the favorite. That would be my guess. But what if
those two other individuals say put Fateh one in ranked choice voting? Because they're campaigning together a lot.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we had a story about that in the Star Tribune, too, about how they're saying, you know, don't rank Fry, rank everyone else. And I mean, I think that's sort of always been the concern from the beginning for the mayor. And again, it's such a cliche, but it all comes down to turnout and who's going to be motivated to turn out.
Yeah. And it's not a police vote like we had in 21. Thank you for stopping by. We got to hit the break. Rochelle Olson, cheers and cheers. Pat Ricey next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.